Hello and welcome to the Trading College podcast, where we look to bring you some of the most thought-provoking ideas about trading and what you could do to improve your trading.
Hi everyone, Raj here with your next edition of the podcast, and I have the wonderful Oshin with me. Hello Oshin, how are you doing?
Hi Raj, how are you? Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, not bad. I'm really happy we're obviously having this discussion with the new year and everything and Christmas out the way and all of that kicking off and all of that going on. So what we wanted to discuss today is really the importance of our trading community and the fact that we have a really good trading community and what that can do for everybody in 2023 and the kind of how to make the most of that. So there's no better person really to have on this podcast than Oshin, because Oshin was a student and he's been through it from start to finish. So Oshin, give us a brief introduction or a brief bit of background about you coming into this being absolutely new and not knowing anything about trading when you started.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably like the main thing. Like before joining Trading College, I had never even really thought about trading that much. It just happened. It was sort of over lockdown, like towards the end of the lockdown, and then my mum had started trading, and she'd been watching some people on YouTube, and then she found Trading College, and then so she joined first, and then when I was at home over lockdown, then in the family house, then she said, "Oh well, I've just started this, and I really like it, and I think you'd have like the right sort of mindset for it, so I think then you should give it a go as well." So that's literally, it was my mum who introduced me to trading, and she knew nothing about trading before Trading College either. So yeah, no. Really interesting. So we went through it going straight into a community.
That's nice. And also, I must commend your mum, because, like, you know, really, if we, I don't know, the broad spectrum of mother-son relationships in the world, like to start something like that and think, this would be good for my son as well. Like, I think I like the sound of that. That's pretty cool.
I think she's always been worried about music, I think. whether any of her children are going to be able to make a living from it.
Yeah, because like what are the other professions in your family, isn't it? You're all very professional people, so.
Yeah. Because me and my younger brother, we were both musicians. He's still a musician. And then my older brother, he's a doctor. And then my older sister, she's working as an accountant.
So. Oh my god, wow, that's insane. Yeah, so your mom's got nothing to worry about, you know. She's doing okay. Yeah, no, that's cool. So yeah, so obviously then what from a, you know, me being a coach when you joined, that's a really interesting perspective from my point of view, because what did you feel like kind of community wise not the course or anything, what did you feel like added value from that perspective then?
Oh, so much value, because trading, I think it can be one of those things that can be quite lonely, because mm-hmm. you're sat by yourself. Yeah, you've got your mentor if you're doing mentorship and you can have one-to-one chats with them. But I think probably a lot of people out there doing courses or trying to learn trading themselves, yeah. they'll just be there by themselves and they won't have people to talk to. Whereas at Trading College, one of the first things you do when you sign up is go to a live class in the chat room.
Yeah.
And everybody has the like the function to be able to type things in.
Yeah.
So immediately you're introducing yourself and you're saying, "Oh, this is my first class and I've just joined," and people are being supportive straight away, and you've got like that immediate sense of community.
Yeah, let me give you the flip side of that, right? It's so funny. So I'm obviously sitting there, and I don't know when I'm doing a new a session, like my scan on a Sunday or my Thursday night session or a day trading session. I don't know in there who's new or who's not when I start the session.
Yes.
So when somebody types that in, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, cool. Like I now know that I have to simplify my language a little bit, or, you know, that maybe it's not all regulars in this session, you know, and stuff like that. So from a coach's perspective, it's really nice when somebody says that, then they introduce themselves and, you know, be like, "Oh, I'm new today," or whatever. And I think, you know, obviously there are some people who are going to be shy. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't discount that at all, but it's just kind of nice then when I see them at one of the live sessions in real life, like mentorship day or PTC day or something like that, and I have to ask everyone, oh, so what's your screen name in the chat room or whatever, then I yeah. really kind of get to know them. And I find that from a coach's perspective, like one of the good parts of this, you know, it really is like having a live chat room, a community in there, and then having a real life community when we see them at the events, you know, is top quality. It's really So what did you think? Because on your mentorship day, you know, on some of the first ones that you went to, you made friends with, like, you know, Steph and a few of the other ones. Like, what did you think meeting the coaches after being in the chat room?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. In a way, I think because I started over lockdown. So at the beginning, there weren't any in-person mentorship days. Yeah. It was only sort of towards the end of mentorship that they came back. So you've been listening to the coaches in the chat room, and so when you meet them, it's almost like meeting a celebrity, like you've been watching on TV. it's a little bit daunting the first time, I think, but then you meet people and then they're just as nice as they are, like, yeah.
How do you believe that people are going to think that about you, Roshan?
No, it's strange.
It's true, you know, like even just today I was talking to somebody on a mentorship session earlier. And we were just going through like some of the basic parts of trading because they're new to mentorship. And they were like, oh, you know, like I like that Ocean, like the way he explains things is good. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. The next time you come to mentorship day, I'll introduce you. Like, so you've obviously got that celebrity status now, Ocean, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I was doing all of this and then having the sessions with Lee on mentorship, but then watching all the classes, I remember that my partner kept saying, oh, it's like having a third person in the relationship where you're in all these people on the computer all the time.
Yeah, and this is the funny thing about having a community, right? Like, you know, like there are some people in the chat room, in the live chat room, that I don't see very regularly. Like, you know, like Ben is in Manchester, you know, Gaz, you know, I speak to them all of the time. But then when I meet up with them, it's like I met them yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You develop such a relationship with them, and I only probably see them once every 3 months or something like that. Whereas like the other people who are on mentorship, I see like every month, you know, I see them all the time. But yeah. Those two, because they finished mentorship and they joined the fellowship, which for anybody who's listening doesn't know, is that when you finish your mentorship or your PTT program, you have the option to stay if you want after. They've been around for a long time. So now I only see them at the big events, don't I? Like every 3 months.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So like when we did the retreat in Rome and, you know, Ben was there, you know, I hadn't seen Ben for 4 months until we went on that retreat. But it was like, yeah, I just spoke to him like every single day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's lovely. Yeah. It's a lovely, lovely group of people.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. So then going back to your educational journey, what part of the, again, not on the course, for the community perspective, kind of helped you accelerate your learning process? So what was it about having other people who are in the same situation as you? What helped you from that perspective?
I think it's just being able to talk to people who are coming from that same situation or at the same stage of their journey. That's valuable because you have that sort of stuff in common. But also, like you were saying, with fellowship and all, like the chat room and going to the mentorship days, there are also people there who have been through it all and who are making a living from it. So yeah, when you're starting out, that's such a valuable thing because you've got all of these more experienced people who you can ask questions to who aren't coaches as well. So, and they're people are there in the chat room all the time. And it's, yeah, being able to bounce your ideas off those people is so valuable.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I use that to our advantage as Trading College and my advantage as a coach. If I've got 4 or 5 students that I know that are doing well, and even some that are struggling but are going through the struggle, I will ask them to speak to other people who are in similar situations to them. As a coach, you know, sometimes I feel a bit silly because, you know, I've been consistently making money for a long time. So for me to turn around and keep saying to somebody, oh, don't worry, it's fine, keep going, don't worry, it's fine, keep going, I feel like I'm like maybe a broken record, and I'm empathy wise, I'm not sitting in their shoes. Whereas if they speak to somebody, you know, who's been through it like 3 or 4 months ago, and they can offer some advice or some, you know, some empathy from their perspective, just been going through it recently, that really, really helps the student. So did you have anything like that with anyone? Or
yeah, well, I remember speaking, like you said, like to Steph a lot.
Yeah.
We were chatting about all the like trading plans and what our goals are and all that sort of stuff. And obviously we've got sort of like famous Bob Zed in the chat room.
Yeah.
Brilliant for helping out with stuff. Yeah, no, so there have been quite a few different people really.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So then, just obviously going back to you saying that not having traded in your life before and coming into a trading community, one thing I would ask is, did you find it like a bit daunting, or, you know, how was settling in and kind of being welcoming and all of that kind of stuff good for you? Because now you're a coach, so you're effectively doing that from the other side. So so what advice would you give somebody, or somebody who's thinking about trading or is new to a community, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think I was definitely one of these people who was on the shyer sort of end of the spectrum. So it took me a while. When I first joined, introduced myself and said, this is my first class. But after that, I think I took a step back for a bit too long. Okay. And as soon as I started to become involved again, more involved, it just added like a whole different level to the value, I think. So I think my advice would be like, don't worry about being involved. I think we say it all the time. There's no such thing as a silly question or a silly idea. So yep. don't be worried about any of that. Don't be self-conscious about it. Just ask away, because everybody's started from there.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely echo that. And, you know, we've all got different personality types, right? Mm. And that's something that Trading College understands very well, because we do a lot of psychology work anyway, don't we? So
yeah. I
know, like, there, you know, as a coach and going through sessions and different times of year and when different events are on, like the World Cup, I know when people aren't interested in a session. I know when half the people have got the Brazil game on in the background, or like Strictly or something on in the background. Like, you know what I mean? So like we know that, like we know, and it's good to have that banter with everybody as well, to be honest. Like, you know, like Ben, you know, M, the other one, he was from France, isn't he? And, you know, yeah. A couple of other people from a few other nations. So, you know, that was like away from trading. It's actually it's good to get to know people and work on that, because that breaks the ice as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So going back just quickly to the personality types, you and me, I think are like a bit of the opposite personality
yeah.
type.
So
I mean, I could see that, you know, when you kind of came to the mentorship days and all of that kind of stuff, and sitting on a table with people with other personality types. Was also a huge benefit from a coach's perspective, because there were like a few people on one of the mentorship days I remember we did at the Sheraton. You were on a table with James Anderson, you were with Steph, you were with Mark Mortimer as well on that one, and a couple of other ones. And I was sitting there thinking, like, that's actually a pretty decent group of people, because I'd seen all of your personality profiles, so I know you're also different.
Yeah, and it's good, because it ends up sort of complementing each other, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you have to push each other out of your different comfort zones.
It does. And then I don't, like, then when I'm asking questions and stuff, like, I don't feel like I'm picking on anyone, because you're all so different. You're all going to have such different answers, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So that was really nice. Now, from my point of view, like being a trader and coming into this community, like having worked in a professional environment, one thing that I found astounding is actually how open everybody is with each other.
Yeah. Actually, somebody on the last mentorship day we had, somebody said exactly that to me. He said, he feels like people from his generation, like his friends,
yeah,
they would never want to speak about money.
No.
And obviously you see people on YouTube and they're like maybe bragging about how much they've made.
Yeah.
But at Trading College, it's different, because people are helping each other with their like current weak points as well. People are saying, look, I've been breaking even. What should I do to improve? Or maybe I lost on this trade. Did I do anything wrong? Yeah. People are really happy to talk about that sort of stuff and be open about it.
It's not a taboo subject, is it, a Trading College?
No, not at all.
And that's the funny thing. So even when I worked in the city, yeah, if somebody was doing well, it was kind of like, you know, in a poker game where they just keep their cards close to their chest and they don't want anybody to see what's going on, because they're making money and they're doing well, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I've got the secret formula. You know what I mean? It took me a fair bit of time to get used to that when I came to trading college.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
Because I was obviously I traded professionally. I was an analyst, so I came from like educating people, but in written word. When I was an analyst, but when I was an analyst, to stay good as an analyst, it's a bit defeative if you tell everyone how you do your analysis. Because you're not going to get jobs, are you? Like better jobs. You want to stand out from the crowd and you want to be better than everyone. So you keep getting better jobs or getting, more promotions in your company, right? Whereas here, it really, my eyes were opened and it really changed because I walked in and then people were asking me, well, when I did a few good trades or I was talking about the trades I was in, it was like, well, how did you do that? And then I had to sit there and think, well, actually, being an education company, like, I have to lay my cards out on the table here, and I have to explain to everyone. And really, the more it's like karma. The more I did it, the better the better the feedback, the better, the happier the students were. Everything just got so much better and better and better, and the company was just growing and growing and growing. And it was almost the opposite to the city. And that was a really, really big learning curve for me. It didn't matter. It really sharing and information and everybody having a common goal and everybody trying to walk towards that common goal together was it made life, to be honest, within trading make a bit more sense than it did before I joined trading college.
And did anybody sort of help each other, teach each other anything at all, or we just sort of left just to figure out your own sort of strategy and how you're going to trade things?
So a couple of things happened. So I worked at a fund. So I used to look after, I managed some traders, but then I used to look after some interns that used to come on. Now, what used to happen is we used to give them all of the teach them about like all of the indicators, statistical analysis and stuff like that. And they were then left to work out and discover where they could create a trading system on their own, right? So that was how it used to work. And that was a cultural thing within that company, right? It wasn't anything that I decided. That's how it was even when I joined the company. So that then used to whittle down the strong from the pack. So once they were then there and they kind of went through that process and developed something, then they would get more time with the senior traders who were on the desk. So it was kind of like like in the movie 300 when you get thrown out to the wolves and it's like if you survive and you can come back you're part of the group now. That's kind of what it was like. So whereas in this environment, this, everybody is from completely different backgrounds. They're entrepreneurs, they're builders, plumbers, firemen, policemen, you know what I mean? Like we've got musicians, everything, footballers, we've got absolutely everyone. So it doesn't that doesn't make sense, does it?
No, especially if people are still working when they join and they've not got the maybe the time to do stuff like that.
So it just ended up basically, becoming like a friendlier community, and the success rate is so high that I'm sitting here thinking, well, maybe the city's got it wrong. Like I'm sitting here thinking like, wow, like they did that completely backwards. Like they're making it kind of harder, but then there is a reason for it because, without getting too philosophical, if you are that good as a trader and you're working in the city, you're gonna want to outperform everybody to earn more money. So there is no incentive, is there, for you to share? But in our company, in our own community, there is an incentive for us to share because if we all grow together, the company gets better, the community gets better, doesn't it?
And people are, there's not that same sort of pressure to outcompete, I guess, because people are just trading their own money for for making their own living.
That's it. So, like the students, that do very well, that continue to come to mentorship days and come to our events, I'm actually really grateful to them. So, this last one that we had, like, over the Christmas period and stuff, Peter turned up, Keith was still there, Joseph was there. We've got traders that I'm only mentioning the ones on my mentorship because I know all their results. So, but you know, to have them turn up but be successful traders for a very long time is really nice, because sometimes I kind of feel like, well, if you've learned what you need from us, you know, you can just go, isn't it?
Yeah. And I guess that shows just how much people are sort of valuing the community at Trading College.
Yeah, but they don't. They, you know, they hang around and they help, you know, which is yeah. which is a really nice thing. And like you said, when it comes to the new people that come in, they've got other people other than the coaches to ask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So in terms of 2023 then, right? So we've got, you know, a bit, you know, a nice year coming up, and, you know, this community doesn't, you know, it's always going to continue to evolve. So if somebody's thinking about, you know, their year, you know, they're thinking like, okay, well, this is the year I want to do it. I want to become successful. I want to earn some money, or, you know, that's their goals, or their goal is to change career. You know, what would you say to them about the community then for next year?
Just start reaching out, because everybody who's in the community is going to help you to learn and improve. And even, yeah, you ask people who've maybe got more experience, but also talking to people who are completely new or at the same sort of stage of education that you're at. It's a bit like, I think it's like quite a common theme sort of teaching anything, that if you're teaching somebody something or explaining something, it makes you think about how you're looking at things yourself, and whether you're actually almost like following the rules that you're telling other people. So reaching out and chatting to all these people is definitely the way to go.
That's an interesting thing that we haven't spoken about there, was the you mentioned it's accountability, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so like when you are talking to, you've made a group of friends or whatever, and you're in our community, and you talk to them about the trading and whatever, you're discussing your trades and whatever. If you're discussing them with them and you don't like hold on to your risk, or you move your stop loss or whatever it is, or you know, your trade's going in your favor and you tell them that you're going to let it run and you don't, you know, you actually have some accountability there, don't you?
Yeah, and it's so important, like, for just that, just having a little bit of accountability to other people, it just helps you to stick to your rules so much better.
Yes. And then this subject of accountability aligns very, very well with ego, because in a community like ours, I think it's very, very counterproductive to have a toxic ego, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It, like, because, you know, I admit all of the time, like, and I have to admit all of the time, where like some trades just don't work. They just go wrong. Yeah. You know, like, that happens. That's life, isn't it? Like, this is a percentage game. It's a probability game. And I think the new students, you know, they kind of expect a coach to come in and just get everything right all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact that they see me or us and you and Lee and Dan and James and Mayan in live trading room say, you know, yeah, this hit my stop loss, but I didn't over leverage. My risk was my risk for a reason, you know, onto the next trade. And also how you get that closure to move on to the next trade. You know, that you learn that from a community, that ego side of trading, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's not something that you'll find sort of commonly in other places, I don't think. Because you will always just hear, like, outside Trading College, whether it's on YouTube or in the city or whatever, people just talking about success, their successes all the time. Yeah. Whereas, like you said, it's a game of probability. So you have to be, like, learn to be comfortable with the ones that lose, because there will always be some.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some people in Trading College have phenomenal win rates. Like, you know, Lee's, you know, up at 70-80%. One of my students is, you know, is currently like running an 82% win rate on his trades. Mm-hmm. And like, as a coach, I say to him, I'm like, look, your win rate's like much better than mine at the moment. So I'm like, here, take the details to my account, please. because he's, you know, they do trade better than us at different times of the year. And, you know, sometimes I'll trade better than them. Sometimes they'll trade better than me. And it's nice. It's a really, really nice thing to see to happen. And I think, like, within this community, you know, it's like putting ego aside and, you know, celebrating it when people are doing well, and helping people when they're doing wrong is the biggest thing that I've seen, more than any other community, actually. It's the biggest thing that I've
seen. Do you think, as a coach, do you think, and part of this ego thing, do you find that students teach you stuff?
Oh, without doubt, all the time. So, you know, I've got a couple of people who are from overseas, and they're from different cultures, right? Now, culturally in Britain, you know, we're a bit like stiff upper lipped, kind of, you know, a bit polite, you know. It's a reserved culture in general, the British culture. And I'm a born and bred Londoner, like, you know, you can't get more London than me, really. So, so I'm speaking to some people in Singapore, in Australia, and a few other places like that. And hearing their attitude to like losses, or hearing their attitude to, you know, like life analogies to do with trading. Yeah, I have definitely learned a lot from a lot of the students. Really, really have, you know. From a cultural perspective, you know, somebody from Singapore that we had, you know, was a Buddhist. Mm-hmm. And I believe in a lot of Buddhist philosophies, but I haven't kind of been through as much of the Buddhist teachings as this particular person. So when that's how we kind of bonded, really. We kind of like got on like through learning about this kind of stuff. And it was really like the analogy that I was put through was that if you're sitting there and you're kind of, you know, stoic in your nature, but you're at peace, but everything's chaotic around you, and it's going to happen whether you intervene or not, you know, where is your peace going to come from in that situation? And you know, it's nice to think that I probably wouldn't have had a conversation like that if I didn't join the trading college community.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and then there's these little sayings, like we were at mentorship day once, and you were there, and you know, somebody was talking about being in a trade and comparing it to being on a plane, and like I was sitting there thinking, like, where are you going with this? Like, this is this absolutely mental analogy. And they were saying to me, well, like, you know, imagine two people are sitting next to each other on a plane. One person's scared of flying. The other person's just knocking back the drinks, having a laugh. They still get to their destination, but one was, you know, absolutely full of anxiety, and the other one's having the time of their life. You know, that is essentially a trade, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Your trade's going to get to its destination, however you're going to act in it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so just let it go.
That anecdote stayed with me, and I use it all of the time.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It was Nigel. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him I stole that one, and you know, it's really like little golden nuggets like that. You know, they have taught me things in this community. And the other thing is that the fact that anyone in this world can be a trader.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyone there are some people I've done my first session with, Oshin, and I'm like, wow, like, you know, they struggle with opening the charts or struggle with placing a trade at the beginning, and I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, like, this is going to be a long journey. And when I was new, I would have struggled in those sessions as a coach, but now I'm sitting here thinking, like, absolutely, I cannot decide who is going to be a good trader and who's not going to be a good trader. You know, I don't even put any level of probability on it, whatever, at all. I just sit there and think, I'm going to take this session by session and literally just see how this person does from week to week, month to month, because anyone can do it.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? But, you know, what about you? You know, in terms of your experiences, you know, seeing some students and then going through coaches, what is it that you kind of have taken from the community that have helped you, like, grow from that perspective?
Yeah, I think it's just being, like you say, just taking the time that you need and being open to all the different ideas and all the information that's coming your way. Because, yeah, maybe at the beginning you're not so sure and you're a bit uncertain of things, but it just all comes with time, doesn't it? And yeah, and it's so interesting seeing like how different people are developing. And no, it's so nice to see when you hear these success stories from mentorship day to mentorship day, or if I'm chatting to people in the live trading room. I don't know, it's brilliant to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, when people are struggling, and they're just not getting it, or they feel like they're just not getting it, or they're not doing something right, or, you know, they're burying their head in the sand, or they're banging their head against a brick wall or something like that. You know, when they turn around and knowing that there's just somewhere they can come to ask questions.
Yeah.
because I've said this many times before, even on this podcast, like, you know, it took me 4 years to become consistently profitable. You know, I really didn't have anywhere to go. I used to read books. I used to read trading books. I used to watch trading videos. And, you know, I used to try and find information somewhere in the world that I didn't have. Yeah, like, you know, certain books taught me about technical analysis. Certain books taught me about trading psychology, but it wasn't all cohesive. I had to take bits and pieces from all these different little pieces and try and put the puzzle together on my own. And that took an amazing amount of time.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. And now you've got sort of the platform to be able to share all of that with people. You know, straight away, it's brilliant.
Yeah, so in 2023, you know, our goal, you know, is obviously like bringing you on board, and then also to just generally looking at our program is when Lee, he never lets us stop, does he? Like, we are always looking at ways to improve the community and improve the quality of the courses and improve the output of the material that we have, and just to make things better and better and better for people all of the time. So if anybody is listening to this and they're thinking, well, you know, like what are we going to do? You know, me and you together last week, we're looking at other companies and we were seeing, you know, what other things are out there and speakers and, you know, looking at different educational things. Like we never stop, do we really?
No, always trying to improve things, make it better. Yeah. Refine it.
Exactly. And, you know, I would say if anybody does listen to the podcast and they have any questions, or, you know, they want to think of a subject that they're struggling with and they want to cover, you know, you can always email in the office or just on our website, tradingcollege.co.uk, you know, contact us from there to discuss something, because, you know, like that is what we're here for. And, you know, you can check out our community and check out some of the things that we've got there, but definitely our, you know, the goal is always to make this the best trading community in the world. That is the goal. Isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So do you have any final words that you want to say to anyone or anything like that before we finish up here?
I think I just echo what you said. Like, if anybody's listening and they want to know more, or if anybody's listening and they're already at Trading College, but they just want to become a little bit more involved, just do it, because, yeah, best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, I think also me too. I think, like, coming from an environment which, you know, I've also said this, where, you know, the people in the city who work in finance are already pretty wealthy, but then they, like, you know, you do some work and it makes somebody else wealthy, and you do some work and it goes to somebody else, and you do some work and it goes to somebody else. It's like you're not really changing anybody's lives there, right? So it went to do this in this community and see people like top up their pension, see people, you know, send their kids to private school, see, you know, them, you know, go on holiday with the money that they've earned. You know what I mean? Like, that's what this community is all about, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, I'm super happy, and let's roll on to 2023, because I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be a good year. Hopefully for me and my stock trading, the bull market. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm making money in a bear market as well. Like, but I think, you know, it's nice to see good quality trending markets for me.
Yeah, no, of course.
So I want to see some more trends in 2023, but yeah, hopefully the community can help, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Positive energy.
Definitely.
Yeah. Other than that, no, thanks, Oshin. It's been great talking to you, and obviously we'll continue with these podcasts next, you know, throughout the year, and you know, if we can get some more interesting subjects, yeah, just keep listening. Brilliant. Thanks, Oshin. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, speak to you later. Thanks, Raj.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you'd like any more information, please visit tradingcollege.co.uk. We have lots going on there. We have loads of free events and lots of places for you to look for any information you could possibly need about your trading journey.